Let's go.
Cheers. It's time for Texas on Tap with Miss Helen and producer Kyle. Hello, hello. We got great music today.
Hey, we got great music, and there's a little bit of a topsy-turvy vibe to get this episode started. Your shit's going a little crazy over there.
If only. We think that my corner may be haunted. I don't know.
That's exciting. Let's see if we can get through this.
Weird things happen in this corner, in Miss Helen's corner. Okay, so one thing that I like about all four songs we're going to talk about today is, like, if you put all four of those on back-to-back-to-back-to-back, you would be coming off the dance floor sweating. They are such dancers.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's country AF. You want to start or you want me to go?
Let me go ahead and I'll get started. Cool. Where are we? Okay. First of all, Darren Morris Band, they are back out with another radio release after topping out with their last single. It's called Tangled, and it's just such a catchy song. Again, it's a fun dancing upbeat song. I love the twang when it first starts going into it, but then you just got to picture the story. I mean, it's like, and I know this is like, I love the twist on it. Cause like, this girl walks in, the guy, they got the eyes going and the eyes get tangled. It talks about his tongue getting tangled and then getting tangled around. But the way the whole song is presented, it kind of reminded me, with the drive that it has, it reminded me a little bit of Dierks Bentley's What Was I Thinking? Because it was like, I don't know, for some reason that was ringing in my mind. But the whole twist comes at the very end of the song. So we met out back and now they're tangled out back. Anyway, so it's just, it's a great country song, dancing song, fun, uplifting. And I know that radio is absolutely going to love playing that song. We need to pick me up with things. Yeah, nothing like Darren Morris. So that's the new radio single out from Darren Morris. It's called Tangled. And now we're going to open the tap room door for another great song. This is Mark Powell. It's called Undomesticated.
Guy from the magazine ain't into tofu eating, green tea sipping, or tailor tight fitting skinny jeans. Closest I come to being blue blooded is a blue wheeler riding in the bed of my farm truck. Everything I got is broken and broken, including my give a damn. You can dress me up in $1,000 suit, but there ain't no hiding these tumbleweed roots. Girl, you ought to know that at the core I'm always gonna be this same old, outdated, dirt road educated, slightly undomesticated me. Say you want a cowboy, not a drugstore decoy, someone who can change a flat. But before you go and move in, I think you ought to understand what you're getting under this hat. When I'm around your society friends, I'll do my best to mind some Q's and P's. You might get lucky and polish some edges, but here's a full disclaimer on me. You can dress me up in $1,000 suit, but there ain't no hiding these tumbleweed roots. Girl, you ought to know that at the core I'm always gonna be this same old, outdated, dirt road educated, slightly undomesticated me. You can't wash the red dirt off me. Ain't no California in this bona fide southern fried hayseed. You can dress me up in $1,000 suit, but there ain't no hiding these tumbleweed roots. Girl, you ought to know that at the core I'm always gonna be the same old outdated dirt road. the same old outdated dirt road educated slightly undomesticated me. Undomesticated me.
Mark Powell back out with another one, Undomesticated. This is from his album that just recently dropped. It's got 10 awesome songs on it. I listened to all of them. And it's called Songs My Wife Hates.
I took that note as well.
Yeah, this particular song was co-written. He co-wrote with Jesse Robb Jr. on it and Trent Willman, and also Trent produced the song. You know, he does a lot of, he has some really good like people that he partners up with to write, like Randall King, Bubba Strait. Who else did I see? Jamie Richards. But, you know, Mark goes way back, and I still had to go back and listen to one of his first, Jalapena, with him and Tommy Albertson. That's like one of my all-time favorites. So anyway, but I like some of the lines. Red Dirt Educated, can't wash the red dirt off me, not gonna wear those skinny jeans, not gonna sip the green tea, I'm undomesticated. But it's just good old country stuff, and that's what you're gonna find on this whole album that's out. Really good stuff. So Mark Powell, Undomesticated, and you know, and it has been out to radio, and it's probably right now one of the hottest songs in Texas radio. Mm. Yes.
Well, makes sense with it being Mark Powell.
Oh, I know. It's Mark freaking Powell. Okay.
All right. Well, switching things over to the streaming side, let's talk about one of the hottest things happening in the streaming side of the Texas country world. Our favorite, the Wilder Blue, who happened to be out on the road right now with Mr. Luke Combs himself. They just dropped a brand new one to streaming today. It's called I'm Your Man.
Hardwood floor. If you need a little romancing, better than you've had before. If you've been needing somebody to put you at the top of their plan, baby, I'm your man. If you wanna do a little driving underneath the harvest moon, if you may be tired of crying, sing a different tune. If you've been needing somebody to listen and understand, baby, I'm your man. Well, I'm your man, ready and waiting. All you gotta do is call, baby. Bring me the dreams that you've been saving, however big or small. Thinking you'll never settle for an average Joe. If you've been dreaming of forever with someone who knows your soul. If you've been thinking that life could be big and bold and grand, baby, I'm your man. Well, I'm your man, ready and waiting. All you gotta do is call, baby. Bring me the dreams that are you. Baby, I'm your man.
classic 90s vibes to the max. This one's so fun. It's, you know, it seems like one of those songs, if I had to put my finger on it, I'd say Zane just, it was one of those quick writes and they were like, that song's awesome, we got to record this, because they just recently put out a record, like, you know, less than 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like you said, it's a barn burner, it's a dancing song. And then I was talking to Paul about this song and if there was anything interesting about it, or, you know, the writing or the process. And he goes, yeah, well, there's a crazy story. The morning we went to go record this song, Zane cut his hand on the generator of the bus. So he wasn't able to record the guitars, but he still showed up and worked at the studio all day long and they cut the song. But Paul and Andy ended up cutting all the acoustic guitars on that one because Zane, I guess, took a chunk out of his hand. But apparently he's back in action and they're playing shows all around the country right now. So. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's kind of crazy.
Story. He's just unstoppable, isn't he? But, you know, and this, I mean, gosh, can they get any better? It's just like, no, nope. They just keep putting it out. That's a gorgeous song. Awesome.
One of a kind. Awesome. Yeah.
It's a song that every girl wants to hear. Yeah. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good point. It's very reassuring.
Yes, for sure.
All right. And then moving on, my buddy Tanner Sparks, we met a few years back on the Texas Country Music Cruise, and I've kind of been keeping an eye on his career since then. And he stays busy on the road. You know, they've got their rig and they're driving around all over the place. But this song is just a great example of a catchy song. There's so many, or not so many, but there's a handful of different sections in the song, and they are all so catchy that they could each be a chorus. You know, it's like there's that kind of intro section to the song.
Then
after that, it's like, damn, what? I don't even know what the chorus is, which was cool because it kind of made it challenging for me to listen to. But it was all so catchy. And it's like, wow, we're just like in this, you know, very, very catchy song. So super good job on that one, Tanner. His voice sounds awesome. Production is solid. He just sounds so confident. So very cool.
Glad you brought that up, because that's a good, I kind of made a note of that. There was something different with his voice with this one. And it's like, it was like more confidence. Like, I got this, you know, it's like all of his stuff is good. I'm still listening to the pool song, but I mean, it's like, yeah. So he should be super proud of that one.
Yep, you bet. And let's talk about our friends More Than Music Creations before we talk about all the rest of the crazy stuff going on this week. If you head over to morethanmusiccreations.com, you can see all their awesome, unique collections from many of your favorite Texas country artists. There's even a line that they made specifically for us using random strings from you never know who. It could be Randy Rogers, could be Bree Bagwell, could be Zane Williams. A lot of those are actually made with strings from guests that we've had on the show in the past who have donated their strings to the cause. So head over to morethanmusiccreations.com, learn more about what they're doing. Their message is fantastic and it's all beautiful art. So no reason not to go check it out.
Have you ever wondered how artists like Treaty Oak Revival, Red Clay Strays, and Aaron Watson maintain the high quality and high demand for their merchandise? CH Lone Star Promo is the answer. Created in Texas to serve Texas artists, and they're currently offering 15% off on all merch orders from musicians. Visit chlonestarpromo.com to get started and tell them Texas Toast sent you.
I was reading the other day that it takes at least $1 million to break an artist. That's a ton of change, and it can feel overwhelming. But with social media leveling the playing field, you just need an effective strategy to release your music. Check out Release Rocket to ensure your single does not die after release day. You've already put time, effort, and tons of money into writing and recording your album. Let the guys at Release Rocket keep your new release alive.
So let's kind of see what's popping and topping on the Texas country charts. Texas Regional Radio Report. Kylie Fry went to number one with Miss Thing this week. So congratulations to her. Also, some big gains on the T3R chart from some of our friends. Amanda Kate Ferris's Tequila and Jesus went from number 9 to number 5. Looking at CD Extraction Texas, number 1 again this week is Randy Rogers Band with I Won't Give Up. And then looking at some items from the Texas country music chart. Ty Smith was actually the song of the week this week with Words I Should Have Said. He made a huge debut at number 64. And then topping that chart this week is the Randy Rogers Band with I Won't Give Up. And it's like, there's just, this is again, I mean, like now it's time, it's grinding time. There's so much good music out. Now is the time to update your playlist, get on your radio, listen to who's getting played. It's good stuff out there.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. I also want to mention some honorable releases to streaming this week. Cole Stevens put out a new one. Grant Gilbert's got a new song out of streaming, and Jared Morris dropped yet another song. I feel like he's put out 20 songs in the last couple months, but he's keeping them coming. And so are the rest of these guys. It's all been pretty consistent. I like to see all the different strategies that all these artists are taking individually to release songs. You know, it kind of helps me mold what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. And speaking of that, if you're in the Houston area, I'm playing at Truck Yard in Edo, which is kind of like east of downtown, this Saturday. I think we play at 6 o'clock. I'm playing at a wedding tonight up in Spring, and that'll be a lot of fun. But yeah, come hang out. It's free.
That whole Truck Yard thing, when they first opened, like, I was like sending out texts to all of my friends in the Houston area, because that's when I really used to be going to Houston a lot. And I was like, y'all, we got to get together and go to this place. And we still haven't made it, but it's like the adult playground. I mean, it's like, it looks like the coolest place. You should probably really enjoy that.
Yeah, it's a very cool place. It's kind of like pieced together, like container style. And there's like, I think a Ferris wheel, and there's a bunch of different decks and all kinds of cool stuff. So
that's cool. That'll be a fun weekend. So I got up this morning, and you know how I'm a big, you know, I've brought it up quite a few times. Maybe you don't realize, but like, I will binge Coup de Grâce music. I still go, but I still remember. I mean, just like, they are just one of my favorites all time. And I saw they're playing Green Hall in June.
What? Really?
Yes. And I was I texted David Gilligan. This is like early this morning. It's like, bro, did you see this? Because, you know, David's like my little brother, and we both love Coup de Grâce. So it's like, I don't know if that's going to be one of the only shows they play. I don't know what's going on with that, but he and I are going to keep up, because we're going to try to make a show. I'm sure that Green Hall is going to sell out just like that. We probably won't be able to get tickets. So
probably not. Yeah. That's crazy.
Isn't that cool? That is so cool.
I haven't heard that name in a long time. That's pretty exciting. That's kind of like Uncle Lucius is coming back, and now they're just like full on doing everything. They're playing all the time, it seems like.
And yes, they're on our charts too as well with their single.
Yep.
So yeah, good stuff. Okay, so let's talk about a big thing going on tonight. And I have a story. I could not find my Trent Cowie shirt since I got back from Arlington. So like the first couple of days, I was like, no problem, I'll find it. And then it kind of stretched on and it stretched on. And then I just finally dug into both closets, and I had one of Ron's shirts hanging over it.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So the big album release party with Hayden Baker coming up. And I know I talked about making that, and I got to talk about what I am doing this weekend. But so good luck to them. I know it's going to be a great show and great album release for Hayden. And then we were kind of able to let the cat out of the bag on that one particular fact about his album.
Yeah, the Brad Paisley collab. That was super cool.
So that'll be cool to hear once the album is officially out.
Today.
Yeah, today. Yeah. So everybody can go take a listen to that and head over to Moe's if you can.
Yeah.
And so something that I'm doing this weekend, because I said, unless it was something really, really major, I would be there. But this is a weekend for a big weekend here for a family that's very close to my heart. It's the Andrew Vosek Memorial Barbecue Cook-Off, and it's a scholarship. And there's a great story behind this. We tragically lost Andrew, and his family turned it into something good to educate others and to give scholarships to students in our area. So our team, you know, we're OTB over the bridge over here. Like Matagorda is divided by the big bridge. Kyle's been here. He knows. Been to Matagorda, know. And the thing is, after dark, and especially on the weekends, you're not supposed to go OTB. You don't go back over the bridge, because it's not good. You might get stopped, or you need to stay where you are. So anyway, we're the OTB team. And so I decided, because they have a Bloody Mary competition and a margarita, and I really wasn't going to do anything. And I thought, I looked at this mango sitting on my counter the other day. I was like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a tropical Bloody Mary mango margarita.
Whoa.
I mean, mango Bloody Mary. So it tasted horrible.
That sounds crazy. Yeah, that sounds not good.
That is totally off the plate. So with all the mango stuff that I have, I'm going to experiment in the kitchen tonight with a mango margarita. Not just turn into regular margaritas. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I won't do anything, but I thought, because I don't really care for Bloody Marys, because to me, everybody tries to make them taste like steak sauce. Like, it tastes like a steak. I just don't.
But it's a hearty drink no matter what. No matter how you twist it, it's a very heavy tomato-y, you know, it's like tomato. If you like V8, you'll like a Bloody Mary. I've tried a million times and never once enjoyed one. But adding fruit to something that's basically steak in a cup is never going to make it taste fruity.
Well, it called for jalapenos and cilantro. And anyway, so, but with my
that sounds
leftovers,
great in a margarita.
Well, and plus I make a pico mango. So, and then after we use the pico, that's, you know, it's the same thing as pico de gallo, but I put mangoes and peppers and cilantro. And and then I turn it into, I call it a guacamango. And I put it in avocados and make guacamole. Anyway, so much for that. But yeah, big weekends here, and there'll be a lot of people coming into town for that. So I'm looking forward to that. Something else real big this weekend, I want to wish a very happy birthday to our friends at Real Texas Radio. They're having their official birthday celebration on Sunday with Nate Burner. And also, I just went blank. Ryder Grimes. Yes.
Ryder. Yeah, that's right. I was trying to remember too.
Yeah. So Michael White, he messaged me yesterday and he was like, "Are you coming?" I was like, "I so wish I could, but can't do that." So if anybody that's in the Mineral Wells area at the brew house there, you can go by and see some great entertainment and tell Mike congratulations and the whole crew at Real Texas Radio.
Yeah. I think I'm playing one of those in a couple weeks here with Keller Cox on May 5th. That should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that'll be great fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What else is going on? Cattle Country's this weekend, like we mentioned. If you're in the Houston area, come out to my show Saturday. Tonight is the big Hayden Baker and Trent Cowie CD release. So that's the show of the weekend. You don't want to miss that. You got to get there. Otherwise, who was our guest on the podcast this week? Do you remember? Luke Berryhill.
How can I forget? Oh, speaking of Luke, he debuted at number in, I think, 94 on T3R. Yes.
Oh, wow. He's going to skyrocket. That's so cool.
Yes, he is. And man, I was so impressed. Daryl Dodge shared our interview. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I've been hounding him to try and get Daryl on the podcast, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, go check out the Luke episode if you haven't already. I know most of you guys are pretty loyal and listening to everything whenever it comes out or within a day or two, but definitely make an effort to check that one out just because it's different. You know, it's we do the industry stuff and we do the artists, but his story is one of a kind. It's not like anything we've ever, you know, covered before. So you got to listen to that one for a new perspective.
And I just want to say something in regards to that is because it's like, I know we brought this up, but if you're like one of those, well, I'm not going to listen to it because he's in the Astros franchise and I'm a Rangers fan. This is about music and his roots how he has dove into Texas music and has a love for it. So it's like outside of your loyalties in baseball, if you're loyal to Texas country music, you're definitely going to know Luke Berryhill and know his music because it's going to be in your ear everywhere. So I just wanted to say
Have you had people say that, or are you just being proactive?
I'm being proactive.
Okay. Because I'm thinking about, well, I want to put them on blast. What Rangers fans being a Rangers fan out there?
Right.
David Gilligan. Because
Rangers fans are, yes, oh my God. I didn't say it.
That's hilarious.
But and Rangers fans are probably loving it because we're going through a time right now. So it's like, okay, we're going to get this figured out one way or the other. It'll get figured out. But, you know, sometimes that makes it exciting when things are not just perfect.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And then closing notes. What do we got here? Like, share, subscribe, do all that good stuff. I'm not going to give you all the whole spiel today, but thank you so much for all the support lately. We should have that merch store live real soon. So there'll be a handful of brand new stuff that you've never seen before, along with some of our More Than Music Creation stuff. And that's going to be super cool. And then also tune in next week for an interview with another artist that's been doing it for a long time, but he may be a new name to you. His name's Bubba Wesley. And that was a lot of fun. Helen really, really enjoyed that one. So you always know it's a good conversation whenever Helen doesn't talk a whole lot. So check that one out. And then we've got all kinds of other cool stuff in the pipe. We've got quite a few kind of young artists up and coming. We got Garrison Nunn. We got Ben Kadlicek coming up. We've got Sonny Sauceda, who is like a rock star right now, coming up.
So. Yeah. And, you know, since he's coming up on the podcast, I kind of figured we'd get to that when we do the interview. But Sonny released to Texas Radio, and I mean, boom, his debuts are skyrocketing.
Crazy. Yeah.
That'll be a fun interview.
Absolutely. It will. Okay, cool. Well, I guess get out and see some live music and you enjoy your cook-off.
Okay, cheers, everyone.
Cheers. Ghost Rose.